RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back, and let's go fight those dirty little mites that infect our eyelids and give us dry eyes and blepharitis, etc. All those reasons that keep us patients coming back with a bag of drops after seeing many doctors. Well, I am so relieved to learn of Dr. Arthur Epstein, one of the country's experts in this Demodex mite issue, because it's sub rosa here. We don't realize it. It's everywhere. And we fortunately have an ophthalmologist who is a master in it, with actually some tips to help all of you out there. Thank you, Dr. Epstein, for joining us today. Can you tell us a little more about you and these dirty little lid inhabitants?
Thanks, Dr. Abel. Actually, it's a real pleasure to be here. Well, you're exactly right. It has been sub rosa. For many years, we've ignored these little buggers, and they've caused all kinds of problems for a lot of patients. In some ways, we may have swung the other way. We now see mites everywhere we go in the dark shadows of eyelashes, but no question that they're a real issue. They've been with us since the beginning of mankind. In fact, a recent study has tracked their genealogy along with mankind's, and they run in families just like we do. And in fact, parents give them to children. They don't really transfer to casual acquaintances, and they can wreak all kinds of havoc with the ocular environment. And patients are not happy when they find out that they have these little things crawling around.
Well, so how did you finally get to the point and realize you have all of these patients coming back or being referred to you for red eyes, and you're throwing drops and ointments and pills at them, and they're not getting better? What was the tipping point for you?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, years ago, I remember I gave a lecture in the Midwest, and a colleague came up and said, you know, I'm going crazy. My eyes are just driving me nuts. I have these horrible, sore red eyes, and no one could figure it out. I've tried everything. Everyone I know has tried everything. What do you think? And Demodex used to be a diagnosis of exclusion. I looked at him. I said, you know, you should think of Demodex. And he said, oh, that's interesting. I never thought of that. And years later, all of a sudden, I start seeing more and more dry eye patients. In fact, probably about 90% of what I see these days is just dry eye. And these patients come in, same thing, you know, irritation. And the community has begun to talk about it. You know, we've had more and more discussion. I began to realize that they can play a really significant role. At the same time, our understanding of the lids and the importance of the lids in dry eye has become critical. In fact, many think, myself included, that dry eye is probably the wrong diagnosis for many, many patients. There was my epiphany. All of a sudden, you pull a lash, you see a mite, you say hello, you get rid of them.
You know, obviously, you're referring to it as evaporative eye disease instead of just dry eye. You put all this together, and you realize this is so dynamic. And the fact is, you're going to tell us about a treatment for this, because I saw in the Virgin Islands newspaper an article about Demodex and a treatment for it. And so obviously there's a massive interest, because there's an international issue with these little guys who have come with us from the caveman days.
Absolutely. They're literally all over the place. You know, I was very fortunate. I have a lot of friends in eye care and a lot of friends in industry. One of my good friends started working for a company and called me up one day and said, hey, I have this new product that's an eyelid cleanser. And I go, well, that sounds kind of boring. And yeah, I said, a good friend. And he sends me some samples. They sit on my desk gathering dust. My wife is also a colleague, and I come back from a lecture tour, and she says, what's in that stuff? I said, what stuff? She says, that Avenova. I said, I don't know what's in that stuff. She said, I'm having, like, amazing results. I have all these blepharitis patients, and they're doing just incredibly well. And I said, okay, maybe I need to take a look. And indeed, I did. That's our primary treatment for not only mites, but also for blepharitis, as well as meibomian gland dysfunction and meibomian gland disease. And the results have just been phenomenal. It's a naturally occurring substance that's made by white cells to fight infection. It also blocks inflammation, which is probably the most significant part of it. So patients get relief right away. It eliminates the food source for these mites and works really well in the majority of cases.
Well, you know, it sounds like that ancient axiom. Behind every great man is a great woman, and probably behind her is her mother. At any rate, it's the woman that fills the pantry, and it's the woman, same in my case with my wife, that drives us into expanding the paradigm. You get in a situation with a complicated problem, you find often there's a simple solution. And then when your colleague presents this to you, and then you do research on the company that makes it, NovaBay, you realize, wow, where have we been? All that baby shampoo, all that topical steroid hasn't done the job.
So, you are so right.
So what has been your result? How's that 90% of your dry eye patients? What's happening? Do you have no patients anymore? Or they keep coming in?
They keep, actually, you know what? You'll never run out of dry eye patients, especially not in Phoenix, I'll tell you that. So, and what's great about it is, so I had an epiphany. So in addition to knocking the heck out of these mites, what I discovered was interesting. Now, many of the patients that have meibomian gland dysfunction, which is a blockage of the lids, so the oils that the lids normally produce that coat the tear film, as you well know, and prevent evaporation, they become stagnant and saturated and rancid. They also become a food source for staph. We see staph overpopulation, and we see that in the eye when we look with a slit lamp or a microscope. We see that as frothing from soap making or saponification. Well, that soap making destroys the oil layer even more, so the lipase, the enzymes that the bacteria produce that normally would penetrate skin and help them facilitate infection, it actually breaks down that lipid layer. So if you use hypochlorous acid, Avenova from NovaBay, it literally shuts down that entire reaction and blocks the enzymatic degradation of the lipids that protect the eye. And patients go, oh my goodness, I can't believe how much better I feel. I don't feel gritty. I had a patient the other day with the worst meibomian gland disease. Almost all of her glands were just completely gone. She came in and said, I can't believe the difference. Literally, Avenova made a massive difference for me. We put them on other things as well, like a triglyceride-based omega-3. But we have about 90% success in an area where, as you kind of intimated, success was very rare. The patients went from doctor to doctor using all kinds of drops and literally got nowhere. It's amazingly gratifying.
And you know what? There's another secret element in this, and that is preservative toxicity. The more drops people use, the more likely the quaternary ammonia is going to irritate them. And here you have something that doesn't irritate you.
Absolutely. You know, it's natural.
What can we do for rosacea now?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people feel that rosacea may be caused by, you know, it's actually funny. It's as much as we know, it's a drop in an ocean. You know, and I realize that every day. Yeah. In fact, that's kind of what drives me to go in every day, because I'm trying to figure some of it out. Rosacea has been blamed on everything from applesauce to mites to bacteria. We use Avenova on patients that have rosacea, ocular rosacea in particular, but when we have them apply it, we actually have them spread it onto the cheeks, you know, that malar rash that they have, and it actually has good results. It really seems to make a difference, whether it's because it reduces the hospitality of the surface and keeps the mites from growing and proliferating. I'm not sure, but it seems to do a good job clinically.
Well, this is superb. Thanks, Arthur Epstein. We're going to have to discuss this more. What is your website so people can contact you and fly to Phoenix?
It is www.phxeyecare.com or phxdryeye.com. And I'd love to see anyone. Actually, we do have patients flying to see me, and I'd love to see anyone.
Well, we're here in the Northeast, and we'd love to come visit you in the winter. So thank you for being with us. This is a fabulous, fascinating area. There's so many people who need your help because dry eyes, red eyes are all over the place. I'm Dr. Robert Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com.